Aren't we so lucky? To be blessed with a night like this. You know, sometimes in autumn in Ireland, you'd be absolutely freezing. So we are blessed. Blessed by the stars above. And the fire, of course. That doesn't hurt. And yeah, the blanket. come here. Listen. The fire song's like is telling us secrets. Every crackle is a word that only the night understands. Or maybe it's telling us to move closer. The colder it gets. Though I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not fluent in firecracker. Do you know any? Really? Let me hear it. Did you just growl in my ear? What if you did? Oh my god. Well, let's howl at the moon while we're at it, like. But only if we harmonize. Because there's nothing worse than howling on a tune. Could I give it a go? Or maybe I could howl and you could growl and we could start a band. Like the Howling Growlers. Deep Bunyan blues fused with Irish trad music. Does it sound good? Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Howling Growlers, sold out appearance under the stars, admission free, but capacity of 2. Something to it, isn't it? Our first hit could be Sexy Bad Astronomy. Or maybe track 2 would be like Falling For You Like A Meteor. I know it's awful. Awful. Galaxy of Giggles. Nebula Nights. What about Nebula Nights and Pillow Fights? Oh, that. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep you alive with bad puns and healthy fire. Oh, am I succeeding? You see that constellation? No one there, look. No, follow my finger. Yeah, that one. That's called the dragonfish. It is a thing. Look at it. It's swimming across the heavens. Look at the tail. It's Pisces, and it's been working out. And look, if that's Pisces, right, then that cluster must be the wild lover. Can you see them? All twisted and entwined together. They look entangled for warmth, of course. Star-crossed lovers. Sorry, I'm just shaking spares. Oh, I mean, I'm quoting Shakespeare. Never mind, that was awful too. Come here, babes. Wow. That was one mean shooting star. I hope we don't end up in a crater tonight. I'm sorry, come here. Come here. Come here. Huddle with me. Huddle with me. Do you feel safe now? Oh, good. You see that crooked one there? That one that's going... Yeah? That's the cosmic teapot. And it only brews on nights like this. And only Barry's tea. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay. One cosmic Barry's tea coming up. Would you like some sugar or... Are you sweet enough? Okay. Here you go, madame. How is it? The best tea you ever had? All right, while you're drinking your tea, that's Orion. See it? Belted up and looking sharp. It's overdressed. What are you hinting at? Yeah, maybe I did walk into that constellation trap. But I'd rather walk into your gravity. You know what that means? And no, we are mixing astronomy with seduction. You're my shining star. And tonight, I'm calling your orbit. That is the point, isn't it? To ignite a fire. A passionate one, as well as an organic one. You feel that? The world's gone still. It's just us, the fire, and the whole Milky Way watching. I never thought of it that way. So the Milky Way people are jealous because our views are better down here. Hey, maybe they see us as their supernova. Huh? And if they do, let's burn bright tonight, baby. Even if the universe itself can't handle it. It's like we're in our own little universe, looking at a universe. See that bright star there? That one is ours. And I call it Heartfire. I call it that because it burns steady no matter how cold it gets.
Mm-hmm.